Howdy there, folks. Welcome to another episode of Big Fun Food Times, and we have got a big episode for you today. Let's get right into the news. Folks, McDonald's is coming out with another celebrity meal. This is coming from the corporate McDonald's website. Famous orders, the BTS meal. Dear colleagues and partners, this is from Alistair Macro, the global chief marketing officer of McDonald's. Dear colleagues and partners, last year we embarked on a journey to deliver growth and drive greater impact in the communities we've served through our Accelerating the Arches plan. We define three pillars rooted in our brand identity as key drivers for our growth. M, for maximize our marketing. C, for commit to core menu favorites. And D, for double down on the 3 Ds, digital, delivery, and drive-through. Oh boy, they're serious. But as you'll recall, these are more than independent levers to pull on. When activated together, they create moments of magic for our customers. Our famous orders program, which launched in the U.S. last year, has become a powerful example of this. Shines a bright light on a simple yet universal truth. In every country where we operate, from every walk of life and at every life stage, everyone has a go-to McDonald's order. As we continue to harness our scale and our fans' love of our core menu items, we're taking this program one step further. In bold text, introducing the BTS meal. We're joining forces with global pop icons BTS to offer their favorite order in nearly 50 participating markets, making this our first celebrity signature order that will be available to McDonald's customers all over the world. True to the famous orders that have come before it, this is much more than a traditional promotional campaign. We're tapping into McDonald's key strengths to bring it to life. That work starts today as we maximize our industry-leading marketing capability to celebrate the union of these two iconic brands and excite our millions of fans. Just as importantly, the BTS meal will celebrate our core menu favorites in a fresh, captivating way, and we'll use our digital footprint to engage with customers on the channels that are most convenient for them. It all comes down to building more meaningful, authentic connections with our customers by celebrating the delicious McDonald's food that they love. Speaking of our delicious food, I can't wait to try the BTS meal myself, Alistair Macro continues on. The band's signature orders include a 10 or 9 piece Chicken McNuggets, depending on your market, medium world-famous fries, a medium drink, and 2 dipping sauces, sweet chili and Cajun, inspired by recipes from McDonald's South Korea. It'll be rolling out in participating markets starting May 26. You can find a full list of participating markets as well as dates for meal availability below. I look forward to watching this campaign take off over the coming months. Until then, please join me in welcoming BTS to our global McFamily. So, yeah, it looks like South Korean pop group is the latest on the McDonald's getting a new celebrity meal out. So, if you're really into K-pop, this is the meal for you. We'll make sure that we try this in our Field of Foods sometime next month when it comes out May 26th. McDonald's is changing its coffee cups to promote the COVID-19 vaccine. This comes from CNN Business. McDonald's is partnering with the White House to promote vaccination information on its coffee cups as hesitancy grows about taking the potentially life-saving shot. Beginning in July, so we got 2 months from now when our numbers are really going down. Beginning in July, customers in the United States will see redesigned McCafe cups and delivery seal stickers that feature We
can do this. A slogan created by the United States Department of Health and Human Services to promote vaccine confidence. It also includes a website address, vaccines.gov, that directs people to nearby appointments and safety information. The promotion will last several weeks, and the slogan will be printed on roughly 50 million cups. So this is actually going to probably really get the word out. Let's see here. Prior to that, McDonald's said its billboard in New York Times Square location will also display vaccine information beginning in mid-May. We all want to protect ourselves and our loved ones and be together with our communities again, said Jenna Gint, McDonald's USA Vice President for Global Public Policy and Government Relations, in a statement. McDonald's is excited to be doing our part for the people we serve, providing them with simple information that can help keep them safe. Xavier Becerra, the Health and Human Services Secretary, said in a statement that the public-private partnership will, quote, be able to get trusted information about vaccines when they grab a cup of coffee or order a meal, end quote. Quote, this effort will help more people make informed decisions about their health, and learn about steps they can take to protect themselves and their communities, end quote, he added. McDonald's wasn't paid by the government for this promotion, according to a person familiar with the campaign. Though, quote, we can do this, end quote, campaign was announced in March and aimed at encouraging hesitant Americans to get immunized. In a Kaiser Families Foundation survey, 47% of people who say they want to wait and see before being vaccinated said paid time off to get it would make them more likely to do so. And 39% said a financial incentive of $200 from their employer would work. The U.S. vaccination rate has declined from its peak last month, pushing officials to offer new incentives to further encourage the wary, hesitant, and inaccessible to get vaccinated. So far, more than 150 million people in the U.S. have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Hey, that's like half the population right there. Folks, go get your vaccine before McDonald's decides. You guys could have gotten your vaccine forever ago before McDonald's decided to do something stupid like this. Like change their coffee cups to this blue, we can do this, go get a vaccine bullshit. Why? I'd rather listen to the government say get your vaccine than have to hear McDonald's fucking tell everybody to get the vaccine. Go get your fucking vaccine, folks. That's McDonald's.
Domino's is in the news. The Noid. You guys hear the news? The Noid is back in Domino's pizza commercials. This comes from the Detroit News. All right. The Noid, he's a gummy red painted pest in Domino's pizza commercials from the late 80s to early 90s. The heyday of McDonald's pizza as well. Wish McDonald's would bring pizza back. And he's back with a new high-tech nemesis. So, old Domino's here is partnering up with Nuro to deliver Domino's pizzas. They said, fuck our delivery drivers. We're going to do automated deliveries now. Let's see here. Domino's Vice President of Marketing of Advertising, Kate Trumbull, in a press release Monday said, the Noid is Domino's oldest and most famous villain, and the pizza delivery testing we're doing with Nuro's autonomous vehicles is exactly the kind of technology innovation that could provoke the Noid to return, which, I'm going to stop you right there. The Noid is a creature of your own making, Domino's. You don't need the Noid to return. For those of y'all that don't know, the Noid's goal, they describe him as an anti-hero. I would say that's more of a villain, but, you know, that's just me. But, hey, the Noid is a creature of your own making. So, you could have avoided bringing the Noid back. She continues, however, after 35 years of practicing and avoiding the Noid, we're pretty confident we know how to defeat it. Yeah, just don't bring the Noid back. besides Domino's Pizza, commercials, expect to see the grumpy noid popping up elsewhere, like social media as a mini boss in the new Crash Bandicoot mobile games. He's going to be in a Crash Bandicoot racing game. Noid Supervans can also find some related merchandise like t-shirts and tumblers on Amazon. They're donating profits from Amazon merch to Domino's Partners Foundation, an internal nonprofit organization that provides financial assistance to franchise and corporate employees in need. Let's see here. This isn't the first time the Noid has returned since it was discontinued in the 1990s. Throughout the 2010s, the character was featured briefly in advertisements and social media. A Domino's pinball machine featuring the Noid was created by Spooky Pinball in 2016. Let's see here. In 1989, Kenneth Lamar Noid, is that his full name? Oh, no, it's not. This is a different guy. Oh, geez. Wow. Okay. In 1989, Kenneth Lamar Noid held two Domino's Pizza employees hostage at a Georgia location and reportedly felt he was being targeted by the campaign with their Noid ad campaign. Noid was charged with kidnapping, aggravated assault, and theft by extortion, but found not guilty by reason of insanity. He died by suicide in 1995. What a way to end the article on Detroit News. That was kind of depressing. So we're bringing back the Noid. I want you guys to take a little moment and go on YouTube and watch this 30-second ad.
Domino's, we're constantly innovating to find better ways to deliver you pizza, which is why we're testing driverless delivery powered by Nuro. And it's got some back to their old habits.
There's the Noid coming back, and he's trying to fuck up this driverless car. Also, nobody can get their pizza. Like, he is trying to fuck with this driverless car so nobody gets their pizza. And it's like, dude, what is your fucking deal? You speak this weird high-pitched gibberish. So, and what's your fucking deal, Noid? I think the Noid is guilty of insanity. But that's it. The Noid's coming back in both commercials and in a Crash Bandicoot video game for some reason. But all right, welcome back, Noid.
Bongo, the Danimals mascot, Bongo the Monkey, is coming to Sonic Dash. I first learned this news from Game Explain, but I cannot find any actual news articles about it, so we're kind of reaching into the pit and pulling this out of the SonicStadium.com, a Sonic fan site. So Sonic Dash is this video game. It's for your phone. It's like Temple Run. If you've ever played Temple Run, it's a game where Sonic and pals are running down this straight line, trying to grab as many, rings as he can. And for some reason, Danimals has decided to add this monkey, which has the weirdest fucking stare. He looks like, I'm excited, I'm ready to run, but at the same time, he's just got his eyebrows up like, please help me, I'm scared, what the hell am I doing here? it just says here, in a very weird month for the Sonic Dash series, data mining has revealed the latest version update includes event assets for pirate versions of Sonic and Shadow the Hedgehog, as well as Bongo, the Danimals mascot. let's see here. Version history says, ahoy, we have a double surprise lined up for a very special birthday. Oh, it's Sonic's birthday. Ain't that cute? So that's how they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of Sonic the Hedgehog, is by dressing him up as a little pirate and giving him a Danimals monkey mascot to go along with it. It says in the article, Sonic Dash has had some unusual promotional character choices throughout its long life, including the likes of Pac-Man, Hello Kitty, the Angry Birds, Longclaw, Teen Sonic, Baby Sonic, Entangle and Whisper. It also says here, they agree with me. However, I'm comfortable saying that Bongo's haunting stare may be the least predictable and most visually startling guest character, even more than Andronic. Who the fuck is Andronic? Oh, you know the Android logo? They made a Sonic out of him. They put Sonic's face on the Android logo, and I gotta say, that's pretty haunting myself. I wonder if that was a playable character. The events will be added soon. Gonna be added on the 13th. It's the 17th at the time of this recording. So go download Sonic Dash and play as Bongo the Danimals Monkey. Jamba Juice launches the new Handwiches as part of their breakfast lineup. This comes from ChewBoom.com. Jamba offers fans a portable eat-on-the-go breakfast solution with the introduction of Handwiches and the all-new Spring Veggie Egg Bake. Handwiches are available in two options, the Impossible Handwich and Classic Sausage Egg and Cheese Handwich. I don't know what the problem was with regular sandwiches, but sandwiches themselves were already pretty popular for their portability. I don't understand what the difference between this and a sandwich is. Apparently this is an eat-on-the-go, but it's an eat-on-the-go breakfast solution, which is, thank God, every time I've gone to go get a breakfast sandwich somewhere else, my first thought is, oh man, but I can't take this with me. It won't fit in my hand. Thank God we have these Handwiches. Let's see here. In addition to the new Handwiches, Jamba is also offering the all-new Spring Veggie Egg Bake featuring red bell peppers, spring leeks, and artichoke hearts for a suggested price of $3.99. They'll be offering these starting April 13th, which is way past when I'm recording it now. This seems... just call them sandwiches, bud. You're not differentiating yourself by calling them handwiches. You just sound like a goofball. Do you remember Chris Angel from Mind Freak? Chris Angel. Chris Angel is opening up a restaurant in Overton, Nevada, just 65 miles away from Las Vegas. So this is a... if you want to go check out this restaurant, it's a journey. This news comes from thetakeout.com. okay, so Chris Angel, you might remember him from the TV show Mind Freak. It was very popular throughout the 2000s, where he would go around and do all these stunts, magic tricks. Some of which made him look like he was floating and doing all other sorts of stuff. He was kind of like the Satan version of David Blaine, pretty much. He was like if David Blaine worshipped Satan. Chris Angel has come out with this restaurant. I'm gonna save this for the little towards the end. But the shortening of it's a shortening of what the restaurant stands for. It stands for Chris Angel's Breakfast, Lunch, and Pizza. So he purchased this building, which used to be a restaurant called Sugar's Home Plate. Purchased it for $280,000 to purchase this restaurant 65 miles outside of Vegas. He's running the place with his brother, Costa Sarantacos. Now I've got to know what Chris Angel's real name is real quick. So we're going to do that. Chris Angel, real name. Oh, Chris Angel's real name is Christopher Nicholas Sarantacos. It sounds like he's not going to be serving tacos at this place. It's just breakfast, lunch, and pizza. So, let's see here. So he's running, and his brother's been running their father's New York restaurant businesses for years. And, Mike Baram, a pizza maker from Parsippany, New York. So, here's a little quote. My family and I fell in love with the area when we took our son, Johnny Christopher, which... Christopher is spelled just like how Chris Angel spells his name, which it's C-R-I-S-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. They fell in love with the area when they were dirt biking nearby. The more time we spent there, the more we got to know the town and the amazing people. When the opportunity came to invest in the community with its restaurant, we jumped at it. Angel is targeting a July opening date, and the menu will feature a bevy of breakfast food, and along with classic burgers, pizzas, and sandwiches for lunch. One of the burgers is called the Mind Freak. Mind Freak! It'll feature cheddar, barbecue sauce, and beer-battered onion rings. And there's also a drink called the Mind Freeze, which is mixed with vodka and Italian ice, and customers will have their choice of 100 flavors. 100 flavors. You'd think that would be the seller right there. Why is he opening a full restaurant? Why not just open up an Italian ice place called Mind Freeze where you get to choose from 100 flavors? Like, my God, there's going to be a whole page on there for just flavors. That's crazy. There's also going to be magic shows called The Magic Room, where Angel and his friends are going to be performing. And, oh, that's nice. That's really nice. There's going to be a free meal outreach program for underprivileged families and families that, like Angel's own, have a child with cancer. Johnny Christopher, Chris Angel's son, now 7, was diagnosed with leukemia 5 years ago. He also wants to build a family camp on 14 acres of nearby land that will serve families going through the most challenging times. A beautiful escape to camp, ride, and eat for free. So anyways, as I said earlier, it's called Chris Angel's Breakfast, Pizza, and Lunch, or as he's calling it, and this is what the sign will say. Kablip! That is C-A-B. LP, Chris Angel's Breakfast, Lunch, and Pizza. It's called Kablip. Which is weird because there's no I in there. If it was, you know, maybe they should have put in there like Chris Angel's Breakfast, Lunch, Italian, and Pizza. Or Kablap. It reminds me of Kablam from Nickelodeon. So Chris Angel's Kablip is coming to 65 miles outside of the Los Angeles or Las Vegas area. So if you're 65 miles outside of Las Vegas, please go check out Kablip. Let's check the bottom of this article. He's doing some good deeds here, though. He's doing some good deeds. The article ends with, "Let's hope the food's magically delicious." So that's Kablip. That's Chris Angel's Kablip. Pepsi opens Pep's Place. That's a tongue twister. Pepsi, the drink, has come out with a tongue twister. And also, Pep's Place. This is coming from the official Pepsi Pep's Place restaurant. Pep's Place. Welcome to Pep's Place, where the cola comes first. Pepsi is opening up a pop-up delivery restaurant with a curated menu that showcases how wonderfully foods complement your favorite Pepsi flavors. Order your meal today to see for yourself. So, if you go on to DoorDash, you're going to find a place called Pep's Place. What you do is you pick your Pepsi. Pick your Pepsi. Pepsi got all these different flavors here. Let's see here. Let's go to the order now screen and see what we got here. Let's see here. Okay, cool. Oh, I gotta actually do the delivery. Okay. I can't do the delivery because I'm not near a Pepsi place. So, pick a Pepsi flavor and then I'll add on a main side or on a main or a side to complete the meal. Oh, look, here we go. View meal. So, you get a classic burger and Pepsi. Iconic for a reason. There's nothing more iconic than a burger and a Pepsi, so we prepared the perfect ultimate burger to pair with your favorite ice cold beverage. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, maybe I can find a menu here. There is a real Pepsi place in Tahoe Vista, California. This is not the Pepsi place. Oh, come on, give me that menu. There we go. All right. So you got your Pepsi here. And it just comes with a can of Pepsi. Let's see here. You get a Pepsi. So let's click on Pepsi Cherry. See what goes with it. Okay, so it tells you what's perfect to go with this. So I click Pepsi Cherry. What has it got with me here? What is that? Ribs? Okay. Ah, lip smacking spare ribs. Pepsi Wild Cherry. And some mac and cheese. All right, let's go through this some more here. Pepsi Zero Sugar. What goes with that? Oh. You're going for that Pepsi Zero Sugar because you're wanting to be healthy. That comes with a chicken Caesar salad and a Pepsi Zero Sugar. No sides. Oh, but the perfect dessert, which is apparently every time, is this... Oh, lost that darn menu again. Where'd that go? I can't tell what that is. It's like a chocolate brownie with some ice cream on top? I don't know. Diet Pepsi. If you want Diet Pepsi, get that burger. There's a Pepsi Mango? What the fuck? Pepsi Mango goes with traditional wing basket. That's sweet meats heat, it says. Sweet meats heat. Sweet meats heat. Sweet meats heat. Sweet meats heat. The perfect blend of mild chilies in our wing sauce pairs beautifully with Pepsi Mango's fruity and floral notes. The complex blend of cola and mango when combined with Pepsi Mango's exuberant bubbles helps to cleanse the palate and keep your mouth fresh and ready for more rich, flavorful wings. Let's see what we got. There's a zero sugar Pepsi Mango and cherry. What is this? Oh, with real sugar. Pepsi with real sugar comes with that burger. Mango. Oh, mango zero sugar, though. They kicked it up a notch. They want that to go with the Louisiana-style chicken sandwich and broccoli. All right. Pepsi Zero Sugar with cherry. What's that got? Oh, we got the slow-smoked chopped pork sandwich and Pepsi Wild Cherry Zero Sugar. So I bet you're just thinking to yourself, okay, so, Peyton, I've kind of zoned out for the last 3, 4, 8 minutes, pretty much since you first started talking about the first thing you talked about in this program. What the fuck is Pep's Place? So, you'd think, okay, Pepsi's launching their own restaurant. Why am I not seeing any of these around me? Well, apparently they've got about a good 100 or so locations. Let me look this up real quick. Famous Dave's. Oh, I just ruined the surprise. Whoops. Oh, well, let's see here. So, here we go. So, they've opened up 180 of these Pepsi Place restaurants. And you're like, well, why haven't I seen anybody being built around me or gotten any word of that? Because it's a virtual restaurant. You got to order it from DoorDash. And it's coming from Famous Dave's. From Famous Dave's Barbecue, which there is not any near me. I'm not going to get to try this Pepsi Place out anytime soon. I'm not ordering from Hermitage, but yeah, so Pepsi opened up their own virtual ghost kitchen restaurant at a Famous Dave's. At Famous fucking Dave's. Pepsi Place. And, there's one more thing that they put in here that cracks me the fuck up. Now, apparently this news did come out just probably more towards the beginning of this month. Whoopsie! So, this is why I actually need to research most of these things first. connect. So it says, Pep's Place will be open every day for the next 30 days. So, you're going to want to get in on this, God. Yeah, okay, yeah, whoops, I am a little late to this news. They announced this news on May 3rd. So, you've got about till, June 3rd to check this out if you want to go and try this out. So, they did all this to promote Pepsi. They went through all this trouble to promote Pepsi for just 30 fucking days. I feel like you could have utilized your time a whole lot better. They're also going to have a slate of Spanish language commercials celebrating food's role as an unifier in the Hispanic community and at home. And let's, yeah, so, okay. Little quote here. For years, we have known that Pepsi is the perfect complement to a variety of foods. But even though consumers know that food tastes better with Pepsi, they often still forget to order a beverage with their favorite meals. What kind of monster isn't ordering a drink with their food? You go to a restaurant and you don't order a drink? Now, I get it with DoorDash. Don't get a lot of drink orders on DoorDash. And when you do, sometimes I forget to deliver them. Whoopsie. But anyways, this comes from Todd Kaplan, Vice President of Marketing, Pepsi. With the launch of Pep's Place, we've designed a new fast beverage restaurant. Not fast food. Fast beverage restaurant delivery concept that features a menu and experience literally built around the idea of what foods go best with Pepsi, allowing consumers at home to fully optimize their meals. We are confident that by doing this, everyone will agree and taste firsthand how well Pepsi goes with their favorite foods. What happens if somebody orders a Mountain Dew? That's what I want to know. Anyways, that's Pep's Place. It's time to head out onto that old dusty trail. Find the magical gates that will take you into the field of food. I couldn't think of a good intro this time. Folks, we are back for another episode of Field of Food. Another segment right here. And the king has returned, y'all. I'm at Taco Bell. And the naked chicken chalupa has returned. We're going to go give it a taste test to see if it truly lives up to its legend.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great.
Fantastic.
I'm ordering whenever you're ready.
I just want to get a naked chicken chalupa with a Baja Blast, large Baja Blast.
Let me try again. Did you just
want to
go ahead and do the combo?
No, just the one chalupa and the tasty drink.
Right, anything else?
That'll be it.
Right, so I've got a naked chicken chalupa and a large Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Any taco sauce?
No, thank you. I'm saucy enough.
If everything sounds correct, it's 6:21 at the window.
All right, thank you. I don't know if y'all noticed this, but I gave a wink to the camera on my phone as I was saying I'm saucy, so, you know. 6:21, all right. Five, six, hold on, change. Oh, wait, that's not it. I like to do exact change. All right. There you go. Exact change for you right there. Make your day a little easier. It's 6:21 for a large drink and naked chicken chalupa from Taco Bell. Blast is already on point. Oh, excellent. Thank you so much.
Folks, a legend has returned. I am so excited about this. The Naked Chicken Chalupa is back, folks.
Folks, the Naked Chicken Chalupa is back, and I am so excited about this. So for those of y'all that don't remember, we were first introduced to the Naked Chicken Chalupa. If you lived in Toledo, Ohio, back in 2015, and worldwide 2016 is when it was released for everybody else. This ain't a sandwich. This taco right here. It's a taco. But instead, oh my God, they put too much tomatoes on that. Instead of the taco shell being made of taco shell, it's made out of fried chicken. Like, take a picture for the Facebook page. There we go. It's a fried chicken shell for the taco, and it's got your standard chicken shell options on there. Your taco options on there. Got the lettuce, the cheese, the tomatoes, and it looks like there's a sauce at the bottom. Is that like an avocado sauce? Let's see here. It's avocado ranch sauce. Good, good, good. Yum. So, we're going to go ahead and bite into this and see what we think about the new Naked Chicken Chalupa making its triumphant return after 5 long years. Mmm. Mmm. Oh, yeah. That's got a good crunch to it. Oh. There's a teensy weensy barely there spicy kick to it, which is nice. I like that. I like that a lot. Mm. That avocado ranch too that goes with it is really good. Not now, Grubhub. That avocado ranch that goes with it, though, is really good. And, yeah, I'm going to have to say this is a very good welcome return for the Naked Chicken Chalupa here at Taco Bell. If you like that, if you like the chalupa that they have here, try the Naked Chicken one. I mean, my God, what the hell were they thinking is what I want to know, though. Like, who the hell was high enough to say, let's make this whole taco shell made out of chicken. Like, my God, why don't you just make they could come out with a burger and make a burger shell if they wanted to, jeez. But I guess it's easier to do the fried chicken that way, but I mean, man, I get Doritos, that works, making a Dorito shell, but a chicken, this is real fried meat chicken. That poor chicken. Oh boy, I can't wait to be a chicken and go to a grocery store, become a nice rotisserie chicken and feed everybody. Oh boy, I'm so excited. Nah, you're gonna be Taco Bell chicken. Sorry. But, poor chicken. I had to become a Taco Bell chicken. I'm gonna say it's great. Welcome back, Naked Chicken Chalupa. You're a fine addition to the Taco Bell menu. It is a shame that this probably is a limited time menu, this is a shame you're a limited edition menu, just like the cheesy quesalupa, which I didn't do a review on, I don't think, but I'll let you know right now, the cheesy quesalupa right there, that made me throw up every time I ate it. It was really good, but it just made me throw up when I was done. But the chicken chalupa, though, here is really good. 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed it. All right, that's our review for the Naked Chicken Chalupa at Taco Bell. But anyways, folks, that's going to do it for another episode of Big Fun Food Time. Thank you all so much for hanging in there and staying with us through this episode and through these tough times. We're going to have more episodes coming soon. Hopefully we can get back on a regular schedule. Thank you all so much for listening. Make sure to go check out social medias. Look up Big Fun Food Times on Facebook. And go tell all your friends all about this podcast. But that's going to do it for us today. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great day, everybody. And bye or bye-bye.